Davenport Diamond, 927's on the ground. Have Ben Vinny with you by any chance? Okay. Between your last car on the south track at Scarlet Road, that you've got enough room to put your tail end on. But Davenport Diamond.
Well, I want to make sure you got room there between the board at Keel Street and our tail end to put the tail end back on here, Dave. Scarlet Road, so you got room to do that, aren't you?
Fine, you don't have to worry about Scarlet Road. Go by the signal at Scarlet Road. That'll only prevent you from copying another 264.
Yeah, okay, we'll pull her down beyond Scarlet Road and then come back at Royal York.
Right on. Now, I don't know which is the best way there. I think what I'm going to do is get the Kinnear to pull your van back of Holland Avenue, and then you can couple up to your tail end and bring it over to West Toronto. Maybe you don't want to shove your tail end all the way over onto West Toronto, do you?
Not overly fussy on it.
Right on. I'm going to have the Kinnear couple up to your van and pull it clear of Holland Avenue. You guys can couple on to it, bring it over the diamond. At the diamond, you can cut off, and the Kinnear can push the cars onto the south track. Thank you.
I have Investigator Darrow on the phone. He wants to know just what the situation is there.
Oh, so he's going to have to wait till we find out unless he wants to go down himself.
We're in clear Scarlet Road, and then I'll be able to give you a signal at Keel Street. And I think it'd be a lot easier there if you let your train straddle the Humber, so you'll only have to copy a 264 at Scarlet Road, maybe to back your train on to your tail end.
Off between Lansdowne and Symington, right at the Davenport Diamond.
Here's the 266. Hey, that's room 266. Authority 505, given to conductor Sachin. On extra. 9620, north, to use main track, between signal, 847. Mail. And signal 7:30. Back and east. Not 8:25. Until not 900. That's your EJC. But not 8:26 EJC. The conductor Sachin.
No.
Hey, you got to light up the name of Snail there.
Have an eye on the seventh car ahead of the van, both sides.
Where are you?
Slight reading on all wheels.
Seven. Given to conductor Sachin.
Working down there. You not work for them.
Sure. Well, why should I?
On extra. 9620 north.
Hey, what?
To pass signal. 860. Snail. And proceed via main track.
You're not fucking home when I told you.
To JC. Read it okay at not 846 EJC. April. Wait.
You there, Roland? Okay, just on channel 3 there, I guess, eh? Okay. Plant tech to the radio tech, do you read me, Roland? Yeah, it's showing at channel 1 here. We get the answer back, but I guess it's not channel changing. I'm on channel 3 right now. Roland? Radio tech, do you read me, Roland? Plant tech to the radio tech, you read me, Roland? Okay, we're getting the indication it's channel changing here. We're getting the answer back. I just guessed the 5260 is not letting it change over, though. I was talking to Des before. That's where I got your phone number from. He said that Rick would cover the 5260 there. I didn't think it was the 5260 because I'm getting every indication that it's working here because of the answer back thing. Still on channel 2 there, Roland, or is it over on channel 3 now? Okay, it's selecting the base in there. We normally select in on channel 3 automatically for the dispatcher here, but I guess it's selecting in but not going from channel 2 to standby channel to any other channel.
Oh, the big one shut.
The way we have it set up here, channel 2 is a standby there. But when the dispatcher selects in the base, it automatically goes to channel 3 for him here. That's the way we've got it set up so that he selects in on channel 3. I mean, our channel 3, I guess. Yeah, well, whatever it is, it doesn't matter because it's not channel changing because of that 5260. We'll have to probably get Rick down there to take a look at it. Okay, well then you don't want me to call Rick or Al out for a little while then? Okay. You want to check that equipment out first before I call those guys out? Because I have to pay them overtime even if it's your equipment. Okay, I'll hold on, over. See there then. Okay, we'll have to try and get Rick or Al out, I think. Probably Rick. Yeah, okay then. Thanks a lot, Roland.
Well, you were coming in to the dispatcher here before, but when I was trying to answer, you weren't hearing him, I guess. I'll try some channel changes there.
Channel changes there, Rick. Channel 1 there. Is that speaker
up here, Rick, so you come on after I've, if you see the channel changes happening here, and I'll just come on here and talk to you again. You were setting, that's why I was trying to talk to you on it there. I'll come back to channel 3. I'll go through the sequence and then come back to channel 3, okay? What changes happening there? Did that change from channel 3 to 4 there and back again? To 4 and then back again? Channel 4 right now, Rick. Radio base now, okay?
Operator Clifton, over.
We'll check, thank you. No idea, operator.
IQCN dispatcher, over. IQCN dispatcher, over.
One, and I was trying them on two also.
Dispatcher, over. They were talking about if you disconnected the 6920 altogether, just leave it sitting there, leave it sitting on the track, and would the 6908 pull the rest of the train back to Oshawa if you disconnected that other one? Connect the electrical connections anyway. They're talking about it. 66. No lights on in either unit, eh? Everything appears normal. He says on the 69. And then start it up again. Repeat your performance again on the 6908. One second. If you cut that 6920 out altogether, meaning to close all the angle cocks on the east end of the engine, on the west end of the engine there, to make sure there's no, make sure the 6908 isn't just...
What about the control?
When he's popping air, he's not blowing it out to 6920. Does that help?
10 to 104. Oh, that's great. Okay, thank you.
Ritter Central, CN Go Train number 997.
997.
997, YB advises me that you reported a rough spot on the diamond at West Tunnel.
That is correct, yeah.
1 second, 997. Meter Central, 997.
997.
Can you give me a little information on that? Was it right on the diamond or approaching the diamond at West Tunnel?
Right on the diamond, on the north track, and it felt like as if it was the south rail of the north track.
Okay, it was pretty rough, eh?
Yeah, we it was noticeably rough on the cab car, and I checked with John on the engine, and he said it was, he noticed it back there too, so it should be looked at.
Do you think it was part of the diamond, or do you think it might have been a rail, maybe, the way it felt?
Well, it was, it felt like it could have been right at the diamond there.
Right on the diamond itself?
Yes, it was right at the diamond.
Okay, thanks very much.
Down, and when you come into McMillan Yard, we'd like to get, we've got to knock your orders down, over. 45, 66 down, over. You see your order, and as well your YX Uxbridge suborder, over.
Five.
The engine will work extra 4566 YX dispatch, over. Now, do you understand that after your, is it 8 hours? I don't know how many hours did you book, 8 hours or 6 hours rest over? Well, what's this, are you staying there then with the engine over, or are you coming in over? Okay, yes, come to the McMillan Yard and see the assistant chief when you come in, over.
Okay, we're on the, well, we're on Eglinton here.
River, I'll get in touch with Metro. I believe they're already there, but I'll check.
You say they're already there. Who's already there?
And, nobody bothered informing the terminal dispatcher or anybody in the dispatcher's office. Apparently Ted Darling's aware of it.
Please, because I'm going to make sure.
Yeah, all right, very good.
So the mobile could be down there for now.
Yeah, I'm going to call Ted Darling at Parkdale and find out what's exactly going on.
Street, we should have been advised to put this immediately. He wants us to attend or what?
He should have got out, eh?
145's equipment at Wellebrook, CN McMillan Yard, YO Dispatcher, over.
Equipment of 45, over.
45's equipment, could you come over to Channel 8, please, Channel 8?
Okay. Number 45.
Yes, 45. Paymaster down in the depot was wondering what the identity was of that person you had the little incident with.
Didn't really have any incident.
What was that again, 45?
There was no incident.
There was no incident. 45, Trainmaster Pragert at the depot would like to talk to you there when you're finished, over.
Yeah, okay, we're just starting the train here.
Yeah, I would imagine you're going into the Mimico Crew Center, are you?
Doctor was hurt, but it was CN anyway.
West, to use. Sometimes we call that portion of the track between Liverpool and Pickering York Sub Main Track, but if we're only traveling between Liverpool and Bear East, we call that Main Track. So, how do you want me to word it? Just use, say, York Sub Main Track? Use York Sub Main Track. Now, for the sake of one or two minutes, Mr. Adair, that 416 will be by McCowan's port. I'll make it to Bear. We can always call me at Bear. Use York Sub Main Track and South Track. York Sub Main Track and the South Track between signal 065 at Bear and signal 002 at Pickering Junction, not 850 until 1000 AS, until 1000. Repeat it at not 850, yes. Thank you very much. YV Dispatcher out.
All right, okay, Superintendent Adair, Rule 266, authority number 316. Given to Superintendent Adair. Track unit. Extra TC, 100 west. To use south track. Between signal. 089S. Goreway and signal 111S Malport from 1110 until 1230. GOC.
YA111S, is that Malport or Hall West, over?
Yes, excuse me, that should read Hall West. I'll have to write this thing out again. Stand by. The wrong spot here. I'll have to give you that again, Superintendent Adair, and we'll start start another one.
Okay, fine, Y. Go ahead when you're ready.
All right, Rule 266, Authority Number 317. Given to Superintendent Adair. Track unit extra. TC 100 west. To use south track. Between signal. 089S. At Goreway and signal 111S at Hall West from 1110 until 1235 GOC.
266, authority 317, given to Superintendent Adair, track unit extra, TC 100 west, to use south track between signal 089S Goreway and signal 111S Hall West from 1110 until 1235 GOC.
Yeah, let's repeat it at 1113 GOC.
Repeat it at 1113 GOC. YA, would you like us to cancel Rule 266, Authority 314, over?
Well, you're still on that, let's see, 189S. All right, okay, Superintendent Adair, Rule 266, Authority Number 314. Reported clear of limits, and this authority void at 1114 GOC.
Okay, YA, Authority 314 given to Superintendent Adair, clear of limits and authority void at 1114 GOC.
Roger, thank you.
Thank you, over and out.
Extron.
TC 100 West to use South Track and Main Track. Between signal 094, 094S at Mallport. Signal 32. Just coming up here. 343M. All right, that's and signal 32-3. 323 at Manswood.
South track and main track between Mallport and Manswood. What about the three tracks at Georgetown? Should we have a track in there?
All I can see on the board here is at Georgetown is north track and south track. There's nothing designates the station track as anything outside of station track.
Okay, fine. Then, all right, on the 266 we got signal 323 at Manswood from 1205 until, and that's where it stopped, over.
Until 1405, signed AS.
Okay, authority 317 given to Superintendent Adair, track unit extra, TC 100 West, to use south track and main track between signal 094S Mallport and signal 323 at Manswood from 1205 until 1405 AS, over.
Yeah, I'd make that repeated at 1209 AS. And what do you want to cancel? I'm sorry, that should be... This one I just gave you should be authority number 318.
Yes, authority number 318, 318, repeated at 1209. Over.
All right, and authority number 317, clear the limits, and this authority void at 1210 AS.
Authority 317, given to Superintendent Adair, clear of limits and void at 1210 AS. Over.
All right, thank you, and that one you just copied was 318.
Correct, 318, okay, over and out, YA.
Talk to you at Mansfield. Thank you. YA out.
YA out.
Track unit 13597. Burlington. This is authority to occupy North Track and South Track. Between signal. .432N, .432S. Tansley. And signal. .493N, .493S. Burlington. 1220 to 1230, 1230 AS.
It's cleared up, but I still got track circuits down between Ash and Mill Base. No, track circuits have not cleared up. Power off indication has cleared up. Since 8 a.m. this morning, or 8:30. Okay, is that your territory? Both track circuits down between Ash and Mill Base. Been down all day.
266.
We've had signal. We've had track circuits down between Mill Base and Ash all day. So we still don't know what it is. So you can exercise caution in that block, depending what the trouble is. We don't know.
First 121. You can show us by Concord there at 21 after.
1321 by Concord for first 121. Well, do you think you'd be able to make up any time to Washego? Over.
Well, on time after we leave there.
Okay.
Len's just gone down to talk to you on the phone, Jim.
Okay.
41 West, this is CNYA McMillan Yard Dispatcher calling. Over. I have a warning for you on your train. Keep under observation your leading unit, leading truck, trailing axle on the north side. Right, 431.
Distance as we pull in here, Mel.
We may have to use it here to go, go as 995 out of Union to Georgetown. Yeah, okay.
I'll be coming back too.
Yeah, okay. What time is it going to be out of Union?
Put you out of here at 54.
Okay.
So you're on 995, eh?
Yeah, we're up here, yeah.
Okay. So, over.
Yeah, we're at Bramley. The engine is shut down. There's a broken water hose or something.
She's overheating, is she?
No, we got a broken hose, a broken water hose on the safety control there. Ask Willowbrook if we can start it. We might be able to cut out the safety thing or something.
Okay, keep me advised. I'll tell the dispatcher what's going on.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
We probably keep the low water button in and cut out the safety control thing. If you can get permission from Willowbrook, we can try that.
Okay, it was safety control of the low water light, was it?
No, there's in the engine room next to the low water button, there's a little cock that cuts the safety control out, the low water safety control.
Okay, your engine's running right now, is it?
No, it isn't. No, we don't know if we got enough water. When we start it up, the water disappears in the sight glass, so there's not a hell of a lot of water in there either.
Yeah, okay. Willowbrook, they're talking about it right now, trying to figure exactly what's going on there.
Dispatch, over.
Meter Central, CN Engine Unit 500, train 992, over.
You'd have to get the general tech to work with the Bailey equipment downstairs here. I'm not sure just what the trouble is, really. Milton, the dispatcher advises that the transmit and receive functions cut out when the foot pedal is depressed, so it looks like some kind of a push-to-talk problem.